All right, we're going to break in here real quick. We're able to get a hold of the president of the National Corn Growers Association, Harold Woolley, and somewhere along the line, a three became an eight, or the eight became a three. But anyway, live radio at its best, but we do have Harold in Washington, D.C. And Harold Woolley, thank you so much for your time, sir. I know you guys are in the middle of Corn Congress right now. What kind of things have you been up to over the last few days?
Well, our action teams have been meeting and discussing the issues that are in front of each of them. Pretty interesting times for agriculture, as you know. And we'll have our Corn Congress, which is our kind of our convention setting where we set our resolutions and elect our new officer or our new members to our board of directors on Thursday. Okay. And on Wednesday, we'll be going up to the Hill and meeting with congressional offices and bureaucrats.
Well, one of the things that one of the main reasons why we wanted to have you on today, I believe you have written an op-ed piece basically telling Washington to get her done in reference to the Farm Bill. Do I have that right?
You're absolutely right. You know, with the low prices of corn, I think we are looking at some rough times in agriculture, and it's time to sound the alarm bell that Congress needs to get some issues solved for us if we're going to move forward out in agriculture, out down on the farm. And the Farm Bill's the number one thing. You know, they have known for years that the 2018 Farm Bill was going to expire last year, and they could not come to agreement. They extended it, and now we're sitting here at nearing the end of that extension and looking at another potential extension. It's time for them to get it done. They need to know that we out in the country need to have a full five-year authorization in a new Farm Bill. That's one of the things we're working on, and that was in the letter. And then another thing is that our ethanol markets, you know, we can do more. Our government can do more to promote ethanol. You know, ethanol reduces carbon in the atmosphere when we burn it. It's one of the ways we can decarbonize the transportation system. They need to take that into account and allow all of the different forms of transportation fuel that decarbonize the industry to be players. They need to drop tariffs. We are so blessed in this country that we can produce more than we can consume domestically. We need to be able to export our excess in order to balance our supply and demand. And this current protectionist vibe that is existing in this city, Washington, D.C., is not serving agriculture well. And we need to eliminate trade barriers that are out there as well.
It doesn't.
You know, we need to be able to open new markets, and so that we can reduce the supply of corn that we have on the market and get the price back where it needs to be for our farmers.
Does anybody have any idea what the deal is with China right now? I mean, a few years ago we had that new deal, and I don't even know if they're living up to that deal. Is that deal still in place? Where are we at? And we haven't had much for new deals anywhere in recent months or the last year or two that I can remember.
It's been pretty slim, and I have not heard, you know, there was phase one and phase two of that China deal, and that seems to have gone by the wayside. You don't hear a word about that anymore. So, you know, like I said, our government can do better for its farmers, and I'm leading the charge. I want them to get the message loud and clear.
Well, we're glad you're in Washington, D.C., and obviously with your leadership. I wanted to ask you this question. I already have a personal vote, and I first have to say I met you as the transition was when you were getting into the presidency. I certainly didn't think you'd be coming, towards the end of your term and still no Farm Bill, to be honest with you. You're right. I mean, 6 months before even the extension was voted on, all the cards were out there. I mean, gosh, they had meeting after meeting after meeting, and I'm talking both sides of, you know, what the groups wanted, what they needed to get together on a Farm Bill, and I don't know what it takes to finally get it across the finish line. But my question to you is this, and I think that it's more likely that we'll get another year extension before we'll get a Farm Bill done, but what are you hearing? Because you're in a much better position than I am.
Well, I mean, there certainly are plenty of us hoping and advocating that they get it done yet this year, but we're running out of legislative days. And then, you know, some folks think that, well, maybe something can get passed in a lame duck session. It's going to depend upon the election, too, Eric.
Yep.
You know, if we have changes in the Senate and if the House stays Republican and the presidency goes Republican, is there going to be motivation to do a farm bill before next year? So a lot of factors in play here, but we're certainly pushing everyone to get in a room and make some compromises and get this bill written in a bipartisan form that will pass both the House and the Senate.
I was feeling pretty good until Secretary Vilsack, I think it was either late last week or earlier this week, came out and I believe it was talking about J.T. Thompson's bill and the CBO score and everything and saying, well, there's just not money to pass a bill like that for the programs they're talking about. I was like, well, good Lord. I mean, what are we doing? It took any hope that I had, kind of flushed it. But again, so where are we going to be at? But I don't know. It's hard because we got the elections coming up now too. So the availability of all the legislators to be in one place at one time to be focused on this is going to be difficult. And it is a couple of weeks right before Congress gets back together. Is that right, or is it just the House? I think the House is out for a little while. Maybe I'm wrong.
Both the House and the Senate are out this week, and then I think they come back, and then they take their August recess. So
okay.
They'll have a few days in July here, and then a lot of work will be lined up for them in September. But you're absolutely right. As we get into this election, deeper into this election, it's going to suck all the energy out of the room, and it's not going to be easy to get legislation passed.
Harold, last question for you. Is the farm bill that's being debated now, or whatever is being debated, I guess, we're still waiting for, I think, the Senate's full markup to come out and what they want. I've heard rumblings of what they want, but is this more to do, or the arguing about benefits and SNAP than actual agriculture programs, or is there argument about agricultural programs?
Well, I think there's some agriculture arguments there too, you know, reference price levels. I know Senator Stabenow has been critical of the huge reference price increases for those southern crops, rice, peanuts, and cotton. Of course, Senator Bozeman is adamant that those reference price increases need to be in the farm bill. There's disagreements over how the funding's going to work, you know. Representative Thompson, Chairman Thompson, had a plan and certainly doesn't meet with the Congressional Budget Office's plans and or Senator Stabenow. So
okay.
Funding is an issue, but I don't think any of these are insurmountable if they adopt an attitude that they want to get this done and they go in and do some compromising.
Okay.
It's what's had to happen in past farm bills, and it's certainly what needs to happen with this one.
Harold Woolley, the president of the National Corn Growers Association. Harold, unfortunately, I'm out of time. Thank you for the few minutes, sir, and hopefully we'll see you soon.